This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hell, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And hello to our listeners over there in Thailand tonight, and Japan, and South Korea. A lot of people listening to us tonight on the internet. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, or even why you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there. Joining us right now from the great metropolis, the big blue state, Michigan, it's Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now, normally I'd have 35 people outside the window, but it's cold out here this morning, so there's nobody standing outside. Can you imagine that?
Oh, man.
Okay. Now, that being said, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize two words: under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Marum, can it get any stranger than what it already is? We have got, and I'm going to start with this one. I just read a mental health report here from the Gallup poll, and I don't know if you've seen this, but if you haven't, you're about to hear about it. Americans' mental health ratings have hit an all-time low. Now, I'm not surprised, because according to a new Gallup poll, America's mental health has deteriorated to the worst point it's been in two decades. Only 34% of U.S. adults say their mental health is excellent, down from 43% last year. And experts say that while our mental health has suffered this year, it's mostly because of the lockdowns and the shutdowns.
Well, that has an awful lot to do with it. The latest weakening in positive ratings from a recent poll are undoubtedly influenced by the Corona China virus lockdown, which continues to be exacerbated by certain mayors and governors around the country, which are refusing to lighten up and are hammering down on businesses. For example, New York City, they could possibly lose in the very near future another 7,000 small businesses, mostly restaurants.
They don't care.
And these are owned by people.
Yep.
And that will drive you. That will drive you bananas.
Yep. They don't care. They absolutely flat out don't care. And I don't know why that is, of all things. I don't know why that is, but they don't care. De Blasio, Cuomo, it's like, so what?
To be honest with you, Captain, Democrats have never cared. They've given lip service, pretending that they care. If you notice, no solutions that they bring about make things actually better. It creates new problems. Every time they bring solutions, they don't care. It's about control. If you're without your business, what happens? You need government help and other things. Well, it can run you crazy.
Speaking of control, Justice Alito ordered Pennsylvania to respond to the critical election irregularity lawsuit by 9 a.m. today. As of last night, they hadn't done so. This order must be complied with, before the state seats its electors. Otherwise, Pennsylvania will not be permitted to seat their electors, pursuant to what Alito had to say. But this is a major action in defense of the Constitution with massive potential impacts on the integrity of the election. Now, this is the lawsuit that was filed by Congressman Mike Kelly in PA 16, which demands that the state law and the Constitution be followed because this was... This Act 77, they call it, was done in violation of the Constitution of the state of Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, if you look, depending on how you look at it, I agree with Alito's actions. You want the views of both parties to be fully reflected in the record before it does take action, whatever it may be. And Alito could simply deny the injunction relief on his own if he wanted to without seeking a response of the state defendants. But he seems to has rejected doing that. If he were persuaded that the application of the doctrine of by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court was appropriate, but he wants it to be above board. And I think he's doing the right thing so that you will get the correct decision in the long run.
Well, we'll find out soon. We'll find out soon enough. And today by noontime, we'll have a good idea.
Yeah, he's forced to do it because there's so much underhanded development in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, by the way.
Now, is this a fair assumption on my part that not one judge in the United States, pick a court, doesn't matter, wants to disavow any voter's vote anywhere?
It almost seems like it. I'm not going to say every single one of them, but boy, I tell you, a whole lot of them really don't give a rip. And they must be in the back pockets of the Democrats or something. Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a lot of decisions to be made.
All right, hold that thought and call or hang on the line. We'll get to you when we come back here, and I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. So don't go anywhere. We'll have one of those queued up and ready to go when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, remember, the latest addition to Moss Family Automotive is Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with the other luxury brands because the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free lift gate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. The RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic transmission. The best thing about Moss Acura is you get the high level of customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for, because every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more value-added features. So, veterans, active duty military, first responders, and pastors receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Ford Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit mossacura.com. That's M-A-U-S, mossacura.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. Okay, here's an Edwards Notebook.
The people must stop buying into the atrocious lies perpetrated by those wanting to force us to take Corona China virus vaccines. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, individuals like Bill Gates, Henry Kissinger, Joe Biden, and others believe they should play God and depopulate the earth. It was Henry Kissinger who stated in 2009 to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics Depopulation should be the highest priority of foreign policy towards the third world. Once the herd accepts mandatory forcible vaccination, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. control sheep's minds, and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions, and many of you in this room today are investors. It's a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for providing extermination services. Now, what's for lunch, huh? To allow ourselves to accept the dreadful vaccines being brought forth is not only unacceptable for us, but a tragedy. We will answer to God for allowing such madness to be foisted upon our children and children's children. Wake up, America, or forget about it. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Yes, indeedy. And that's our buddy Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And here he is right here. Good morning, Mr. Ron.
Good morning.
All right. We have got a call from a very patient caller. Mel in Saratoga Springs has been hanging on the line. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind?
First of all, Captain, good morning. Good morning, Ron. And I want to say I agree with what Ron's episode had just said. But to change up what Chris was saying, your previous guest, Chris and I both grew up in New York capital district. I was buying silver when it was on the. Well, I got it when it was $23 per ounce. I kept buying it on the dip as it went down to around $12 an ounce, and I kept buying it. And now it's back up to around $23. So I got savings when it was on the dip. So I was able to save money. And so now with what I got with my silver, you know, I can cash that in. And what I intend to do is cash that in and buy myself a nice gun, a nice brand new gun. Because now, like I said, the money that I did make on that dip, me, that's a savings. That's a win-win. That's a positive. But yeah, so I mean, I appreciate what Chris said about silver and gold. You got to know when to get in and when to get out.
That's true.
I was able to make money. So I'm going to buy myself a gun.
Okay. All right, thanks. Thanks, Mel. Thanks, Mel. Okay, and he was able to make money. Okay, we appreciate that. Now, Ron, let me ask you a question, because Attorney General Barr is being urged by many to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden, and he's a bit reluctant to do it because he thinks, I think, that Daddy Joe, when he gets in, if he gets in, is just going to squash it, which he could do.
Well, when it comes to investigating almost anything in recent months or now years, it seems that Mr. Barr just wants to roll around and not do much of anything. Last week, Barr revealed that he did appoint U.S. Attorney John Durham to be a special counsel to provide added protection against the former vice president, possibly trying to shut down the current inquiry into the Russian investigation. But I don't think that Mr. Barr was going to be doing much of anything else concerning that situation.
Okay, we've got another caller. Let me go to the other caller real quick. Okay, if this is Ian, go ahead, make it quick, please.
Yeah, I got two comments. You ask why they don't care, meaning the power structure about the small business. I'll tell you why they don't care. It's just my opinion. Most small business people are Republicans. They might not like Republicans, but the Republicans ain't the Democrats. And since we're two parties, they identify as Republicans. This is a way to smash the Republican base. And you're going to get used to these two words, the lumpen proletariat and the petite bourgeoisie. That's what we are. We're the petite bourgeoisie and the lumpen proletariat. And the Marxists that run this country want to smash us.
Mm-hmm.
My second comment is, I don't know what's going to happen to PA this morning until 9 o'clock, but I can guarantee you they're going to play games. And the Supreme Court can do anything they want, but guess what, folks? They ain't got an army. They don't have an army. Okay, remember that.
Okay, thank you. And that's Ian, and that's what he thinks. Now, we already talked about the Supreme Court at 9 o'clock, and we'll know by noon as far as what's going to happen there, won't we?
I believe so.
All right.
So, I just pray they do the right thing.
Now let's talk about Washington D.C. because the CARES Act was money that was given to the cities to help out with their funding and keeping programs going and jobs going in government and that sort of thing. Correct?
I thought so. Yeah.
Well, the D.C. mayor has chosen, she says, well, we got quite a bit of money left over from the CARES program. We'd like to give $1,200 coronavirus stimulus checks to some of our residents. Really? I don't think she can do that.
I Now she's the mayor. You're talking about Bowser, right?
I'm talking about the mayor in D.C. I don't think she can take money that was destined for something totally different and use it for something it was not sent for.
She doesn't have that authority to do that. You'd check into that. However, for some reason, I have seen Democrats, many mayors and government officials do a lot of things and get away with a lot of things that they don't have the actual authority or the legal right to do. So, no, does she legally have the right to do it? But, boy, I've seen these suckers get away with a lot of stuff recently. So,
now, we've got a kind of a double whammy thing we're going to talk about with vaccines here. First, I'm going to make a statement. Moderna and Pfizer announced that they will not attend the White House summit on vaccines. Don't have any idea why, but, of course, both of them have been temporarily approved. Maybe they figure they're too busy to do it. They don't need to be there. Who knows?
I think it's a little bit more than that, my friend. I think it's...
You there?
Philosophy. Yes, I'm right here.
All right, because you cut out.
But can you hear me now?
I can now. Can I hear you now? Yes.
Verizon.
Yeah. All right, well, let me move on to the second one, because this is more important.
Okay. Yeah.
Can your boss fire you for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine? And we have got some interesting thoughts on, or not thoughts, some interesting comments on this by lawyers.
Can a private company? Now, I've heard that there's some companies that may do that. And I know that there are rumblings about even making that kind of a law in our country where if you don't accept the vaccine, you cannot go to cinema, for example, just using it as an example. You cannot do this and that. And they're trying to restrict people, or they're thinking about legislatively restricting people for not accepting
the vaccine. Let me cut to the chase here, because the people with disabilities or people with religious beliefs would be exempt from anything like that. But wait a minute. Let me finish, because if I don't, we're going to run out of time. But if we don't, and here's the other thing. If they work in a sterile environment, quote, end of quote, sterile environment, which is like a research lab for whatever it is that they're doing the research on, and they have to be squeaky clean and have all their vaccines and this, that, and the other, then the answer to that is yes.
Okay, well, that's good. But the thing is, what's disingenuous about all of this is that they refuse to recognize less harmful cures that are available and could be made available to everyone.
Well, they're not refusing. They just aren't suggesting it. So I guess that's a form of refuse. Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. Take
care. Right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and it's Ron Edwards coming up. We got the firebrand herself, that little red-haired spitfire from South Florida, from Tampa, Florida, Brooke. From Brooke Talks America, Brooke Emery, and we're looking forward to talking to her. And you'll look forward to hearing what we have to say, because we are going to light it up.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don. They run the Double D Ranch up there, and they're listening to us right now as they do their chores out there in the stable with the horses, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah, measure their success by only one thing: your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit farrahandfarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That number, 877-245-6707, to answer your questions. And there's someone there right now to take your call at 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, Farrah and Farrah.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, and we have got the one, the only, the infamous and fantastic person that you are, Brooke, from Brooke Talks, from Brooke Talks America. If I didn't do that, people wouldn't know how to act, right?
Good morning.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, it is. Now, listen, you kind of hit on what I was talking about when I mentioned the Americans' mental health ratings have hit a new low. It's no surprise to me. It's no surprise to you, because what do you expect when you lock people up and they can't go anywhere, they can't do anything, they get depressed, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their businesses? I mean, my God.
Yeah, you know, and I'd like to welcome everybody to month 9 of 15 days to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, I mean, it's even here in Florida, I mean, we're lucky, thank God, that we have Ron DeSantis as governor and not Andrew Gillum, or this state probably would already be on fire. But, you know, it is true. What do you expect? It's not just that. And those things are horrible. And I recommend everybody follow Dr. David Samadi. I actually had him on as a guest on my show. You know, he talks about this. It's like, he's a scientist. He's a doctor. He talks about lockdowns being, you know, and Trump always talked about this, the cure cannot be worse than the disease. It's not just that they're shutting stuff down, okay, and nobody can find the overrun hospitals. What it is, too, to compound the devastation, and frankly, my opinion is that this nonsense has gone on too long. You know, people should have been fighting back already.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is the unabashed and unfailing hypocrisy of all the Democrats. This is happening. The shutdowns are happening in Democrat states, except for DeWine, who might as well be a Democrat. You mm-hmm. look at him. I don't know what planet he comes from. But they keep going out and are breaking their own rules. So not only are you have the shutdowns, but you have the Democrats who are making those policies, breaking the very rules that they're setting for everybody else. They're mocking us. You know, that situation with Garcetti, I mean, between Greasy, you know, Gavin and Greasy Garcetti, California, mm-hmm. I don't even know. That poor woman, Marsden, I can't remember her first name.
Yeah.
She's out there, and the video is like literally in the same, you know, 10 feet away or 100 feet away or whatever it was.
25.
Yeah, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing is okay when you're a Democrat donor or you're a business owner. And, you know, my feeling is that this, today, December 8th, okay, yesterday was the day of infamy that preceded the Second World War. Today, everybody in America, open your businesses. You're going to have to take a risk, and sometimes it's the biggest risk of all. But I'm telling you, everybody starts open today. They cannot arrest everybody, and they can't, you know, whatever. I'm not going to say it,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to have to take a risk. The ultimate risk, perhaps, to save this country. The businesses cannot stay shut because, you know, I want to talk about the stimulus. Okay, so we're going to talk another crumb about stimulus, $1,200. How much money could, you know,
that was just for Washington, D.C., and that's questionable.
Oh, my God.
Because it's the mayor taking money from the CARES Act funds, which weren't designed for that.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but think about this. So this is the reality of what's happening. And again, you got to start. Okay. This has to start now or mm-hmm. soon or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's happening. So this was always part of the plan, right? The Democrats in particular, 99% of the time, it's Democrats that are shutting down their cities and states. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if bumbling Biden gets in, China Joe, Beijing Biden gets in, they're going, and they're, you know, if they steal the Senate or whatever, they have the House, right? They're going to, they have crushed the taxpayers, and now they're going to use taxpayer money to reward the governors and the mayors who crushed the taxpayers. I mean, this is evil on a scale. This is the Great Reset here.
Mm-hmm.
This is evil on a scale.
Did you see what J.P. Morgan talked about yesterday?
Yes, and refresh my memory about it.
Okay, well, J.P. Morgan and Chase, which, of course, is the biggest U.S. lender, has laid out a set of policy recommendations for lawmakers aimed at driving a swift recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and reducing, you ready for this, reducing racial inequality.
Yes, well, and Janet Yellen talked about this as well, right? So they would use the Treasury, the Fed, whatever it is, to combat, you know, systemic racism, whatever it is, the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here are two things that are happening. One is that, as always and forever, Democrats use black people to accomplish their goals and then leave them out to dry, because that happens every time. The other thing, and this, you know, please, they need to hire me for messaging, because half of the situation is messaging. Even if you don't have the media, you can still have strong messaging. Not a single media person ever goes, and the left-wing media will not do this, but even Fox, you know, when people were watching it,
mm-hmm.
they don't go to black businesses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This this whole racial thing is for, is only for, it's to use one group, use the history of race and racism, slavery in America to punish the rest and subjugate the rest of the country. Go to black businesses that have been destroyed by the riots or by the shutdowns. Nobody ever does that. So they don't even give a voice to the people. If those people were given voices in the communities that have been destroyed, this might change, but they don't even have a voice. So it's like they're using race and acting like we're going to go, it's always white liberals, of course, always, always, always and forever. White liberals are going to save the black people. They use them, but they never show what their own policies are doing to harm them. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I mean, people need to rise up, and I mean in a real way. You know, there was a great video. If you haven't seen it, I just put it in one of your chat rooms.
Okay.
About a veteran in California, you know, and he's speaking before the commission, and he's saying, you know, we've been peaceful so far, but it's not going to stay peaceful. And that's the reality of it, and people need to understand that because we cannot go on like this. They're going to keep making it worse. And then they're going to get printed money that we can't afford, that the taxpayers are going to, your children and your grandchildren are going to have to pay back to bail out the very same people that were destroying the country. That's not going
to
work.
Well, we're not going to promote anything to do with violence. We are going to promote this. I think the boat parades need to come back stronger than ever. I think the people that are in the car caravans need to be out there every weekend driving around somewhere doing something with as many cars you can get at them. The people should be standing on the street corners waving the flags and the banners and all that. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, we have to get out in the street like they get out in the street. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to, the rules are the rules. We need to get out in the street. We need to be marching and going, you know, in front of the commissions or going from the city councils and everything like that. Bother those people. What did they say? Make them uncomfortable.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
You know, make them uncomfortable. I'm sorry. They had protesters outside of the Secretary of State in Michigan, her house. Look, the rules are the rules.
Oh.
Ask Kurt Schlichter.
Did you see what they did with the state capitol? California state capitol? They took a whole bunch of empty plates, thousands of empty plates, and set them on the grass in front of the state capitol and said, here's what we're losing.
But this is, that's great. That's great. And they need to keep doing that. And they should have been doing that all along. You know, I'm just saying. And hopefully, the problem is that by the time people actually wake up, so the other issue, you know, I mentioned about like black business owners and black workers and stuff is like liberals. So are liberals so stupid? They don't even have, they have businesses too. They have businesses in St. Pete. They have businesses, you know, in these Austin, in California, wherever the places that are shut down or have restrictions and stuff, they have businesses too. So they're taking forever to wake up.
Hold that thought because we're going to take a break and we're going to come right back more with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. The website is brooketalksamerica.com. You can hear her radio show right here on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And if there is a basketball game or something like that going on, maybe even a football game, it comes on right afterwards. So don't go nowhere. And then she gets a bonus on Sundays, I think, as well along with that. But anyway, I'll be right back with Brooke Emery.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. That's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. And hello to our listeners in Las Vegas, Nevada, listening to us right now on our affiliate out there. And we want to thank you very much for tuning in to us. A lot of great emails coming in from Las Vegas, and we appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and you can also give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip to the back room to get some of that free super-duper pastry they got lined up. All right, back to Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Hello, kiddo.
Hello, good morning.
Now, the coronavirus help that Joe Biden is offering the states may be far beyond the $908 billion package that we see that may or may not get passed between now and the end of the year, because Nancy Pelosi's priority last week before she went home was to legalize marijuana at federal locations.
Naturally, because what do you want to do? You want to keep people numb and dumb while you screw them over. Mm-hmm. And by the way, isn't it interesting? She is willing to go down. She wanted $3 trillion. She was pushing the, you know, Trump for $3 trillion and $2 trillion, 2.5. Mm-hmm. Now it's okay that she only, that they do quote unquote only 900. I know Chris McCaskey would be like only, you know, only 900 million, billion because it's Biden. Mm-hmm. They think it's going to be Biden. Yeah. Nothing about this is surprising. But as I said earlier, they're going to take taxpayer funded money to give you a little crumb of $1,200 and then bail out the blue states. This is all part of the plan. It's disgusting. So Gretchen Whitmer, Ron.
Yeah.
Right? Ron's head's going to explode. Gretchen Whitmer is going to get money to save her state, which is only going to go to Democrat unions.
Yep.
And Democrat government workers, none of whom have lost a paycheck. None of the government workers have lost a paycheck during this situation. That's what's going to happen. So I'm telling you.
It's to shore up their base.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. That's what Obama did with the stimulus.
Sure.
That was for, yes, that was for unions. I mean, it's really, you know, that's why they want weed. They want crack. They want heroin. They want meth. They want all this stuff legalized so that it would be no problem for people to just check out of society while they're pulling both pockets out and reaching in your purse. It's disgusting. And this is what complacency gets us. Their side has never, ever, ever been complacent. Never, not for one second have they been complacent. Time to, you know, it's our side that needs to step up.
Did you hear the U.S. Coast Guard Admiral, Admiral Girard, talk about the COVID lockdowns in California and saying that it was not supported by science? And then, of course, the owner was talking about the NBC television show Good Girls, which had the catering tent set up 25 feet away from where she was set up at her place. Why in the hell wouldn't NBC want to have the local business place right there share and get a part of the benefits of having a television show? And by the way, we were told that was a movie. It's not a movie. A television show, do a video right there from your block. Why would NBC, of all people, not want to help out a local business person?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't know. I'm not trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Me,
I don't know what that.
Neither.
I don't know what that situation is. You know, but again, they don't have a vested interest. The people that are in charge on the Democrat Party. I remember someone used to say, "Oh, you know," I would say, "Well, why is de Blasio doing that? Oh, you know, is he just stupid?" And they said, "No, Colonel Zim would say this. He's intentionally trying to destroy New York City." And I said, "Why would you intentionally try to do that?" You know, and obviously it's true. These people they don't care. You're talking about it was one. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they expect, how they expect to get the money to make up for the tax revenue of the people that are leaving or the lost businesses. I just answered my question 2 seconds, 2 minutes ago, because that's how they're going to do it. They're going to get the money from the bill.
Well,
they're going to get a blue state bailout.
Let's not forget the 21 million illegal or whatever it is, illegal aliens that are going to pay for some of these taxes. And they're looking at that revenue, too, saying, well, they're going to vote for us for the rest of their life because we gave them citizenship.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's part of the deal. I hope the Democrats' most loyal constituency is paying attention to that, because that's really what were the first things, the very first things that the Democrats said when they got elected, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said, thank you, black voters. That, look, I don't believe Joe Biden is the president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's all, I'm just saying their presentation of it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, black voters, for helping us win. And the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to make sure that there is a transgender in the DOD, and we're going to legalize, amnesty. So thank you very much for getting across the finish line. And now, we don't need you anymore, because that's always the case. So I hope they're paying attention.
Now, before we have to part ways, I want to give you an opportunity to say a little bit about, you're going to be next Tuesday, to my understanding, you're going to be at the Tampa Trump Club meeting. You're going to be speaking there, telling everybody about America According to Brooke, and it's going to be an interesting time, I'm sure. Roger Stone is a featured speaker there, but you're going to be part of that too, and I will be, and so won't Colonel Jim, I do believe.
Yep, Bert. It'll be host and co-host of Brooke Talks America, myself and Colonel Jim over there with you, Captain Matt. It's going to be a Salem you know, Salem bash, kind of, right, with all three of us. Yeah, we'll talk about America, you know. By that time, there should be more information. And as always, you know, we keep it, I keep it real and raw, okay, because there's no time for games. And, you know, we're going to do our best to hopefully save America. And he lights it up, too.
Now, this is the last thing I'm going to finish with, and then we got to disappear here. The UN Health Agency's advice for the holidays is two words. You ready? Don't hug.
Yeah, some of the countries are actually making no sex rules. I mean, here's the thing. Remember, it's not what's at the tip of the iceberg, it's what's below. They want depopulation. So this is all part of the, you know, the birth rate is 500,000 less this year. I thought it would be like an explosion of babies. Apparently it's the opposite. They want depopulation. Whatever they can do to depopulate, they can do it. And that's part of what this is. You gotta think, I'm serious. People have to think
of
the thing. By the way, just want to remind everybody, read my article on Brooke Talks America. It's Brooke with an E. Why America Needs Trump. He pisses off the right people. I think it's very good. I think you should read it and share it, because that's the deal. That's why they hate it. On the left and the right.
I got to go. All right.
As always, God bless the troops.
Take care, everybody. Thank you very much. And that's BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website, BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. Check her out on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And if for some reason there's a game and she's not on, she's on right after the game. Or it's always broadcast live on the stream at TheAnswerTampa.com. So there you go. Keep that in mind. Now, you know, the state of Michigan and Whitmer, which is what Ron Edwards likes to call the governor there, Governor Whitmer, a Michigan House committee has threatened the Dominion CEO with a subpoena because he will not voluntarily come and talk to them about whatever in the hell it was he did with the machines in the state of Michigan. Now, this guy has temporarily disappeared, not to be seen. But I will tell you that whatever is going to happen is going to happen, and I can't wait to be a fly on the wall somewhere and figure this one out. So there you go. All right, we're running out of time here. The music's going to be starting up any time, but it's been a busy show this morning. The podcast will be coming out in a little while. You'll be able to hear the show there. And remember, over at my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the loop of the show plays right after the show's over. It goes back to hour one, then two, then three, then four, and it does that all day long at the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com until nighttime when I come on again live, and you can hear the show over there live. And I want to thank everybody that participated today, all the callers that called in, and everybody that's been in the chat room chiming in there. We appreciate everybody and anybody and what you have to say, and it's all good. It's all good, because it's all about America here on this program, and we keep it that way. It's all about America and what we can do to keep America great. All right. I'll be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today with the gang. Stop by. I'll be there about 11:30 till about 1:30. Mission Barbecue, West Waters. If you get a chance, we will be there. Always a lot of fun. Always a lot of great people. We love shaking hands and seeing the listeners. So don't go anywhere. I'll be back tonight. Have a safe day. Stay warm. It's cold outside down here in Florida.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.